Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I don't like saying I don't like anyone. And honestly, coming out that show, there's no one I don't like, but I knew him. He made me cry on my birthday. Yeah. He made me cry on my birthday. What the fuck?
Period.
I didn't know about this.
Period. I didn't know about it until 2 weeks ago.
They usually pick up on everything that's big, but they didn't want to pick up on that one.
Interesting. Interesting.
Anyway, we were bleeding all over the hotel room in Turkey.
Fainting around.
Fainting. Like, it was crazy. What there was blood everywhere. Like, he does things just to make himself look good.
Right.
And certain things, he doesn't think about other people like he makes out like he does, you know.
He's I don't think he cares.
Like, he doesn't have a big heart, you know. So certain people that I thought were my friends when I came out, they didn't support me at all. Like, I was supporting them or like,
right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
I was there. I saw it firsthand. So
it's disgusting behavior. Yeah. Honestly, like,
if I did the things that they did on Love Island, yeah, I would have been ripped apart a million times worse. Yeah. Yeah? Mm-hmm. But why? Why do they not get it?
I have a Love Island legend sitting with me today, and her beautiful rides and die sister.
You might as well call me the Love Island legend as well. Because like, I've just made it more than half the people that were on the show. So
we have Anna and Mandy, guys. Can we clap? Can we clap? Woo! Beautiful Middle Eastern Iranian woman. And I feel like we don't have any.
We don't have enough Middle Eastern representation.
There's nothing there. No. I can't think of like five people.
It's
apart
crazy.
From you two, I can't even think of any. So I think representation, seeing on Love Island and, you know, introducing a Middle Eastern person or Middle Eastern parents and now they want you to do this and conventional marriage and stuff. I'm thinking, oh, cool. This is like a different intro.
Yeah.
I didn't see stuff like that. And then to see your sister continuously supporting you in interviews throughout.
Yeah.
And then like dragging people, hilarious. There was that one that, I remember there was a video of you dragging Jordan with his teeth.
That's why he's been hiding all his feelings. In them gaps.
I was dying.
I know, he got that fixed.
But that's what we like. We just got each other's back so much.
Yes.
So like, family is such a thing for Middle Eastern.
Family-oriented.
Yeah, very family-oriented, 110%. And you guys are also open books.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. you don't have that mix.
You either love it or you hate it.
Right, especially with Middle Eastern people. You don't have that mix of being open.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you deal with that, because that's a lot. Because there must be times where you're like, sometimes like, you know, you might post something for your work and your mom and dad be like, what are you doing? Or like, calm down or relax.
Oh my God, that happens so much, especially at the beginning. Like when I first posted my first lingerie picture, my mom didn't talk to me for a week.
Yeah. And then they come round, but like you feel like you've done something bad, but it's your work.
Yeah.
Because it's not normal for people in our background.
Mate, Anna, when Anna was on Love Island, like, and she was like kissing half the villa. Because I don't know what, I thought she's going to go there. Like, obviously we're Middle Eastern, she's going to keep it quite toned down. Like, she literally got with more guys than anyone on the show and won the kissing challenge, which was like shamefully fucking.
My mom literally went.
She was like chasing my dad around the house with a knife.
Chasing.
My dad around the house with a knife. Like, she was that bad.
Wow.
When she was watching the TV.
I literally moved out.
She didn't know what Love Island really was.
So she had no idea what you're getting into.
She didn't really know, no.
Well, you went on the best season ever. Yeah. Let's be real, because every other season's been dead.
Yeah, I can't lie to you. I'm not going to lie.
Season 6, that winter one, nobody asked for that.
Nobody
asked for that. And then season 7, there was a few cute moments, but like...
Yeah, it was all right. But
it was okay. But that was like,
how many seasons has there been since?
7.
Since mine, right.
Look, now, since Caroline passed, like, it's just... like dead.
And yeah, I don't think it works. Yeah. I don't like Laura Whitmore. I don't think she's a good host for the show either. It's not a personal issue. I just think that
it's not the same. It's got like, the show's tainted now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just too weird. Like, I don't understand it.
They need to switch it up some like,
yeah,
a
they need
bit.
To switch up.
Well, apparently they're making it longer. It's gonna be 10 weeks.
No, not like that.
And they're gonna move the villa or something like that.
Poor people are gonna have this.
You need like different challenges.
I feel like they need to put like you know,
some older people, some gay people, some different weights, like in there, some plus size people in
there.
Yeah, some like ratchet people in there, like me. Yeah,
like, they honestly do, because I feel like people like you, you were great on the show. So I could introduce you to Love Island legend, because there were times where I liked you, times where I didn't like you.
Yeah, I know that.
but you were being spoken about.
Yeah, when we were coming on this podcast, but I was like, Anna, I swear this guy like chat shit about you.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And I'll say it to your face, because I'm not somebody who's going to shy away from it, because you have a lot of people who would either chat shit and then are very nice to your face, but you'd rather be disliked or liked as opposed to just
being
there.
I'm not really bothered. You know why? Because I feel like if you put yourself on that show, you're putting yourself up for some sort of criticism as well. Like, right. You have to take it. I feel like all this like stepping, like walking on eggshells about people that are on reality TV. Look, there's a limit. Like, don't troll the person, but like at the same time, you can criticize bits and bobs. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine.
I just, yeah, there were times where I didn't like it. There were times that I loved you, but I thought that in overall looking at it, you helped make some of the most iconic moments on that show.
No wonder you've had one relationship and you fucked over 100 girls.
Yeah.
Irrespective of whether people like you or not.
I just basically, I was just exactly how I would be on the outside. 110%. Didn't see it like I was on a show. I just thought I'm going to be completely me. And the thing is, they did edit me in certain ways. So I am feisty person. But like, I am feisty. It's true. But I have another side to me.
It's like an exaggerated version of you, basically, that show.
Yeah, and no one's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
That moment where you like stormed over to the guy, like, and just stuck it on him.
Damn, that was the best.
You know, they didn't actually show how badly I went in on him, by the way.
I'm not hitting on her. I'm just trying to.
You tried to tell me today that you'd like another girl. 2 days! 2 days! What kind of guy asks a girl to be their girlfriend and 2 days later they crack on with a fucking girl?
I'm not.
It was worse. Yeah, it was actually way worse. They didn't show the whole thing. And they told me off the next day. They were like, Anna, you went in too much. I'm not going to lie. That's me. Maybe it's a bad thing. Maybe I go in too much.
He said in an interview like ages ago that he was set up to that or told to do that.
Don't know.
Am I imagining this?
I don't think you get set up or told, but I feel like maybe you can get influenced.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, but you're still a grown man.
Yes, that's what I
think.
He wasn't a grown man though. He was quite young, no?
He was, I think he was 24, Mandy. That's an adult.
You're still a grown, you're still a grown man to like, no. If people can tell you, influence you, you're right. But like, you can still say yes or no.
You see me, I'm not being influenced by no.
And how are you asking somebody to be your girlfriend and then 8 hours you're running around doing that? That's mad.
That's a shocking thing to me. Like,
even now, you still think that's mad.
To me, it wasn't even the fact that like he was hitting on her. It was the fact that it was 2 days after he asked me to be his girlfriend and he didn't have the respect to come to me first. Do you know what I mean? It was disrespect.
Yeah.
Well, that crazy shit he did to ask you to be his girlfriend.
But you know who I think
we jumped in the pool. I feel like if a man can do that when he's living in the same house as you, like what can a man do in the real world?
You know what I mean? It's mad. But you know who I think got away with a lot of stuff on that season of yours, who I think is very sly, was Curtis.
I think
that he was like, you said something about him being a narcissist. I feel like there are some tendencies there, and I feel like he didn't get as much.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Much blowback.
No, even like, look, Lucy and Curtis, if I did the things that they did on Love Island, yeah, I would have been ripped apart a million times worse. Yeah? But why? Why do they not get it?
Curtis has said his advice to Jordan, which is why he's done it, is pull India before you pull Anna, because Anna's going to kick off and then you're not going to have a chance to speak to India.
Well, Curtis gave him that advice. Yeah. Did Curtis actually say that?
He's not saying that. I don't know about this.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't, because they're like always like good at victimizing themselves, whereas you're like, you're standing up to like a strong, independent
right,
woman.
Right, right.
You know what it is. I don't know what it is. All I think is like, if I did the shit that Lucy did, yeah, imagine I was hitting on Tommy while he's literally got a girlfriend. And imagine I did that shit. Like, I'd be like the most hated girl in Britain. But Lucy, no. Still loved. Do you know what I mean?
It's also interesting because I've tweeted about this before where I think that, you know, you were also somebody who was seen as aggressive or feisty in that manner. There was also Maura. Mm-hmm. But I do think that her behavior gets celebrated, whereas yours is seen as OTT or the top. And there is that difference between, you know, brown, black girls going on these reality shows, and then you have white girls going on these shows, and they're not labeled like that. Or,
yeah,
you know,
I feel like they have a lot of support. I feel like brown, black people support each other so well, so strongly. They ride for each other, like they're down for each other. Mm. Like, white people stick with their own. They like support each other. Middle Easterns compete. They bitch.
There's
they,
no space.
They judge. They judge. Like
Easterns don't support each other.
They don't at all. They're it's like, oh, weird, look at her. She's shameful. She's on this show.
Asian,
she's embarrassed.
Eastern, all of that.
Or like, she thinks she's pretty. She's fake. Well, we don't have that kind of like support in our community. And that's just the same in real life as well.
Yeah.
How, like, you know, in our community, do your neighbors, your extended family members, they just
love
they're
to
all
talk.
Like,
run, read through gossip, believe shit.
Exactly.
Especially if you're a public figure, it's on 10.
Do you know how many of my followers are though? Like, it just shows, because I have more Middle Eastern followers though. So the fact is, if I had more Middle Eastern like support, I would have probably got like praised as well.
Or you would have felt that presence.
Yeah.
And you don't feel it as much.
No.
And I think there's just that lack presence of, you know, Asian, Middle Eastern influencers from, or content creators in the UK, or even musicians.
They don't even the Middle Eastern Asian influencers don't like each other. Like, they don't support each other. They're not nice to each other.
There's nothing there.
They hate on each other.
Yeah.
It's not good. We need to work on that.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, 100%.
Do you know why? Because we're raised with, like, a sort of, like, women judging women, men judging women, and, like, trying to compete all the time. Like, that's why that culture is, like, instilled in them.
Yeah, even, in, like, when you're a kid, like, my friend's daughter's a doctor. What are you doing? It's, like, from the beginning, it's, like, a competition. Do you know what I mean?
And especially if you're in this world, it's not conventional. No one knows about it. Oh, that. What are you doing? It's weird. Why are you on Instagram with a lingerie, a bikini?
Exactly.
Just, they run their mouths. And what's productive with any of that?
Mm-hmm.
It's just pressure.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It is very.
Now, one thing you said in your interview with Amber, and I find this interesting, because you said that and that people have become quite big-headed.
Do you know what? I'm sorry, but I actually agree with Anton to an extent. I think there's a lot of people that do come out of the villa and they just think that they're like God's gift and they're like too famous.
Yeah.
I hate that. I actually hate that. I'm the same person I was before I went in the villa.
Mm-hmm.
Once they leave the show.
Yeah.
And what do you mean by that? Like in terms of like they forget their friends?
I feel like,
or that the people you're with?
With me, I don't give a shit if you've got like 5 followers or 50 million followers. Like, I don't care about that stuff. Like, I treat people individually, and if someone's my friend, then I'm going to treat them as my friend no matter what. Do you know what I mean? So certain people that I thought were my friends when I came out, they didn't support me at all. Like, I was supporting them, or like,
right,
what I mean?
Right.
No, I'm not going to let them do that to my best friend. He's not a home. I need to talk to him.
That's a shocker, because you're in there with them.
Well, in there, it was completely different to when we came out.
Never, ever, ever going to feel the same without Anna.
It's only a couple of days, but
if I did it again, if I could turn back time, I'd do it all over again, just because of you guys. I swear.
Right.
The way I was treated by certain people. Right. So, I do think it definitely gets to certain people's heads.
Right.
Yeah. And then I think some people change. Some people, they're big-headed at first, and then they become more, like, humble.
Right.
And some people are probably still big-headed.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
She's had my back through absolutely everything, and she's been there for me through thick and thin. Love the girl to pieces and did not want to see her go.
It's not good, though.
It's not good at all. I don't know. How do you guys deal with, you know, or you know, you probably experience as well when you're supporting your sister going through stuff because you know you're going to irrespect her, that's your sister.
Yeah.
Period.
I mean, I crack jokes about more like successful than these Love Islanders, but really and truly, it's all banter. Really, I don't actually compare myself to anyone. No, I'm not better than anyone. No one's better than me.
Right.
And I feel like some people like it's good when you make money, but don't let money get to your head.
And success isn't really about like Instagram followers. Success is like how happy you are.
Right.
That's the real success.
Yes, me and Anna don't preacher Anna. Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That yes. is though, because that's what I remind myself. Because I'm just a normal person. Sometimes I get down, you know. Sometimes I think, oh, could I have done more? I'm a little bit of a lazy bitch. Yeah? I'm not gonna lie. So I'm like, could I have done more? But then I think, and when I speak to Mandy, me and Mandy always help each other, like through certain things. We talk to each other, and we're like, do you know what? We are the richest people ever because we have each other. We are the most successful people ever because we keep each other happy.
No, it's true.
You know what I mean? So
as long as you have, it may not be all your family or some of your family, or as long as you're tight, you have each other's back. Mm-hmm. That was seen throughout on the show whilst you were in there. I believe you were like Good Morning Britain, or you're doing interviews or BBC stuff.
I was everywhere, innit?
I was like, the most when I was most.
But that's what I like, that you, and you always, you don't feel like she's in your space, and you don't feel like she's in your space. Like you're always
together.
Anna
at Love Island, she was like, make sure you use my platform to like blow as much as you can. Make sure
amazing,
you put yourself
people
out
feel
there.
Like threatened by it.
Mirad, you know what? The funny thing is, when I came out, the amount
she was
of
like,
messages.
Put yourself on my bio, do this, do that, put yourself on my stories, talking on my stories on my Instagram while I'm in there.
The amount of messages I had when I came out of like, why is your sister everywhere with you? Why
everyone
is your sister this?
Everyone.
Your sister's a clout chaser. Your sister's that. I thought, are you guys dumb? Like, that's my sister. Yeah, are you serious? Like, if whoever doesn't bring their family on, like, I think, what the hell? Like, I'm supporting my family. That's the number one priority.
You're not bringing your family in, like that's the whole point.
Anyone that like that's actually questions that, I'm questioning them. Like,
yeah, but they don't have that. They don't.
That's
have
what
that
I'm saying. Like, it's a refreshing thing to see where you're constantly with your sibling in any manner, whether it's public or not.
Yeah,
like you're not. You're
but we've always been like this. It's not even like like she's coming. We've always been like this.
Went to the
we've
same always schools, been uni, like, college, worked in the same. Boots the chemist, like literally, we're
on
always
boots.
Boots the chemist. Remember on the till by till, like
because you were a pharmacist.
Before I was a pharmacist, I was a healthcare assistant. I was like on the tills in boots. With me and Mandy on the weekends hungover, like till by till.
So I'm saying, like it's always been like that. So I'm saying that when fame comes into the factor, not one of you changes.
We've always shared money. We've always shared friends. We've always shared.
That is very good to see.
We literally have one bank account
because you never know what happens when money comes in the factor. Some people change. They act up. They're weird. And the fame happens. Followers happens.
It's just so deep between me and I. It's weird. We're almost like.
One person,
and we're not even twins.
And you guys look alike, not now. You guys are very different, but sometimes you look alike as well. I don't know how to explain it.
I feel like some people are blessed. Some people are blessed with like an extraordinary talent, or something. Like me and Anna are blessed with this like weird
bond
that we have.
It's good. I mean, like wherever you're there, you're there. Wherever you're there, you're there, and that's how it should be. Your sisters. You're not. It's not your friends. You're related.
Yeah,
your siblings.
Yeah. And we share everything, like literally. But men and shoes, we share everything. We share money. We share clothes. We share fucking knickers.
We have the same friendship circle.
Same friends. Like it's crazy.
That's good. That's honestly good. On your season, was there anything that happened that we didn't see?
To be honest, I had a few arguments with Ovi that it didn't get aired.
Right.
What else? Yeah, like
not even just pertaining to you, but like anything that you might have seen as well. Do you know what I mean? Because you were on OG. You were there from the beginning till literally right until
the end. Before the end.
From the end. So that's why it's like anything that happened.
Anything that I could think that was big that happened was like the arguments between me and Ovi that didn't get aired. Other than that, no, I can't think of anything that was big. Mm. They usually pick up on everything that's big. But they didn't want to pick up on that one.
Interesting. Interesting. Anyway. And then obviously, that Lucy Rewinder stuff was very weird.
Do you know what? There's like, I
did not get that. You know, Lucy's blocked me. I don't know why.
Honestly, obviously
I
was, no way.
She's the only island that blocked me. I was just like, okay.
I don't like saying I don't like anyone. And honestly, coming out that show, there's no one I don't like but Lucy and Curtis.
Interesting.
Everyone else, I'm like either indifferent, I like, or I love. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that Lucy Rewinder stuff was very weird. And then what was even weirder for me, and I'm going to say it, is that publicly, like when Maura was sending Lucy flowers publicly, it just didn't add up to me. Like, what the hell are you doing?
I know.
Like, this is the situation with racism that you're dealing with, and you're trying to like enable it in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was bizarre.
Yeah.
And it's just very snidey. I hate
But I love the way people had like Yuande's back.
Behavior. Exactly. People had Yuande's back.
I couldn't believe it. Like, it was shocking.
Amber did. I feel like people were, because you have to, because you, like, somebody's mispronounced your name on purpose, not wanting to, and you think that this is funny.
No.
And Yuande spoke on it multiple times. So it's not as if anybody's not gossip.
I was there. I saw it firsthand.
So
it's disgusting behavior. Yeah. Honestly, like I very much dislike people like that. Especially with the ethnic names. They don't want to.
That's why I said I think that the only two people I don't like from that show coming out, which is normal because you can't go in a villa with 35 people and like everybody.
Exactly.
The only two people that I actually don't like is Curtis and Lucy. Like no matter what, I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't like you as a person. I just can't.
I feel people can't just look. People can't see past like the surface on people's characters. Does that make sense? So like if someone's coming across like a really innocent, like nice, friendly person, like people just fail to see through that.
Yeah.
Whereas like I think me and Anna can see through that, like with little things we can just tell
and
what
then
kind of person
they'll see somebody
is.
That's a bit more like outspoken and like, just judge it straight away.
You're sitting there like in front of Curtis that time and you're like, oh, I think you're this, I think you're a narcissist, and he's like, well, I'm so sorry you feel like that. And people are like, oh my god, I feel so bad for this guy, like such a nice guy, and really like he could just be the biggest you just can't see it.
Yeah,
he was, I don't know, he was very bad to Amy obviously as everybody knows, but even just post he was stirring things up.
He's the one that told Jordan to do what he did.
That has nothing to do with me.
Well, it kind of does because you gave him the advice. So in this situation,
if I
was your girlfriend, then you would do the same thing.
Yeah, like, but then he didn't get any blowback.
No,
that's
of course
what
he didn't.
That's what I'm irritated by. That's why I was like, got away with just small things like
I
that.
I said one thing to like Michael and I got the biggest blowback and that's I still saying. Stand by what I said.
It's at the point where you need to go on and then do this to her.
Leave the girl on and listen. This is
where
you
did accept it though. You did accept it though. You accepted it though. You accepted
me.
You waited till another girl came in. To make it a thing.
And
you didn't make
yet,
it, before we left,
away.
It was fine.
The thing is, yeah, another girl came in and I moved away. That's you know what, I'm done with this conversation. That's an absolute child.
That's what
shit.
I'm saying.
You could, the whole world can call me a hypocrite, but they weren't there. They didn't see it. They didn't see how different Amber and Michael were to me and Jordan. It was so completely different. And everyone in the villa can see it. But on the outside, it was when I came out and they told me, this is like one of the main things you got backlash for. There's a hypocrite thing. I was like, what? I was so confused because inside it wasn't like
I felt
that.
Like I was battling the world
the
at that time.
I believe the backlash for you was when it was you versus Ovi. That's when. And people were going on a like, what well, we, but they don't know what's going on. And
why though? Because we're like, it's like the outside. Yeah, I literally just kissed Ovi, and it was like a few days that I'd been in back in the villa, and I realized.
I don't think
no,
it was
I
you coming back with Ovi.
No, yeah. That I went back to Jordan.
I think that is fine as well.
Oh,
I think
because I was answering him back, or what was it?
I don't remember.
I
think that's what it was. I think it was the way you guys had the argument that people didn't like how. He was trying to say something and you're biting him. You're going back to Jordan's fine because you were with Ovi for like 3 days.
Maybe I do have a problem with not letting people speak though. That's
I think,
true.
Yeah, I think that is where it started from. But who cares about that? Because in the long run, half the season wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't for you.
Yeah.
Period.
Are you? You're freaking me out. Like, who are you?
No
wonder you've had one relationship and you fucked over 100 girls.
You needed time to collect your thoughts because we're not having fun anymore.
No.
Do you know how fucking bad that sounds?
Am I not in time? I'd rather the squash rings, to be honest with you.
Babe, any,
and just and
any,
end it.
You're ending it now?
Mm.
Did you think we were together then?
No.
Then why is it over then?
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of main characters in that show. Amber was great. Yuande was great. Mora was great. You were great.
No, I think you just have to accept, like, doesn't make you a bad person. People if like you just to put a button and let someone speak.
But, like, I don't, like, you were a very valuable asset to that show because even when Michael came back with Joanna, you were very much there, wanted to speak to Michael and have a conversation.
Poor Johanna, man.
That got heated. But like in post Casa Amor seasons, we don't see any of that.
Yeah, because I back my friends and I back my family like nothing. Like,
exactly.
I don't care.
And people want to, they're just timid.
And
they
the thing is, my problem,
being a dickhead.
My issue with Michael wasn't that he came back with Johanna. If you actually listen to the, if you actually listen to the episode, you'll see that I'm saying to him, my problem isn't that you're with Johanna. My problem is that you're blaming Amber for it.
Mm.
You're gaslighting Amber and saying, it's because you, Amber, you were like this because you were like that. No, just accept that you fancy Johanna and you want to, do you know what I mean? That was my issue.
Yeah, because before he left to Casa Amor, he had no issue.
I got a lot of shit for that. Like,
yeah,
he had no complaints.
That's why. That was like people kept saying like,
"This shit's gonna happen, man. You're locked up in some like."
Yeah, but the problem was when I came out, everyone was saying she's a hypocrite because she coupled up with Ovi. But the problem,
yeah, but they're not there. Like,
you weren't with Jordan for that long.
Firstly, I wasn't with Jordan that long, and secondly, my problem with Michael wasn't he coupled up with Joanna. My problem was that he was gaslighting Amber.
I know you still haven't watched your show, yeah?
Like, you haven't watched it back.
No, she hasn't even
watched
it.
That scene back.
No, but you don't know. Like, before you went to Casa Amor,
yeah,
they made sure that like the two episodes before that looked like you and Jordan were like Romeo and Juliet.
Maybe
it could have been. Yeah,
make it more dramatic.
It could have been 5 minutes of the fucking day, but it was zoomed in like romantic music vibe because they knew what was gonna go down. So they made sure it looked like you guys were so solid. Maybe. So the reaction from audience would be so like, what the fuck?
Maybe. That Casa Amor was crazy.
Vibes to the villa. She doesn't take herself too serious, which is a massive thing for me. And although it doesn't really roll off my tongue, I do believe she's beautiful. So I've decided to recouple.
Do
Yeah.
Like, was that pre-filmed or was that all just in one go?
What do you mean?
In terms of like the when Michael came back with Joanna and everyone's faces and the
that
shot.
Bit, that, yeah. What, oh, that bit when we came down, it's all real.
No,
like,
no, it's all real, it's but crazy. Did they refilm? Sometimes they reform scenes.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but no, none of that was refilmed. That when we came back, no, none
because
of that.
Because all your faces were insane. Yeah. Like, that was like.
Shocking though.
That was like the best. Okay, so would you go on Love Island again?
Anna would do anything. Yeah. Anything I tell her to do.
Yeah, I would, you know.
I feel like you need to go on the next season.
Mate, they would. I feel like they would never.
Mandy would probably get kicked out straight away.
I think I would. I think I'd end up like.
There's so many things that would annoy me, and I was thinking when I was in there, oh my God, if Mandy was here, she would just kick off. Yeah, you have to be very patient when you're in there. Very
I feel I lose my shit.
But with these dead seasons, we need people like that.
I know. I don't know why they don't put people that are more like crazy on there. Do you know what I mean?
It's annoying. Like, the relationship.
Yeah, but they're scared, innit? Of like, what I'm saying. I don't know. They're scared.
Really?
I mean,
but it's not fun. It's not as fun. Like, you need people that are like just outspoken, like more like of a personality rather than. Boring and just
I'm saying, because I think the relationship with Britain and reality TV is different than America, because people who are outspoken are celebrated there or they progress their careers.
That's why I've been told so much that me and Mandy are made for America,
yeah,
not here.
Whereas here, you know, you don't like them in the moment, but then in hindsight, whatever, you like what they do, whatever, or you like to be very critical and project so that you have a good morality.
I think that it's like reality TV show, like producers and stuff, they would prefer if someone like their subjects were a bit more controllable.
Yes.
They don't want them to be out of control. They're worried about the repercussions. And that's like, that's fair play. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas in the US, you have these housewife shows, people are throwing drinks, doing a madness, whatever. And their careers elevate. Nini was on Glee, for example, stuff like that. You go on these big shows and New York from
but that's life as well. Do you know what I mean? Known. Like, there's no point playing it down on TV or like being really like innocent and perfect.
Sick of these UK sweethearts. Like,
in real life, as a person, you've got different sides to you. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And you have to show that. That's the whole point. It's reality.
I prefer it when people are controversial.
100%. Yeah. It gives you, it's enjoyable to watch. That's what reality TV is about. They don't want to see you come by holding hands.
Exactly.
They want to see, you know, you charging up to somebody because you obviously are somebody out. And stuff.
Oh, shit.
You like her?
I'm having a conversation.
No, did you like? Because Maura just told me.
I never said that line.
Yeah. You could have gone and cried, but no, you went up to his face with your gun fingers like that.
Yeah, I did that and then I cried.
This is a nightmare. Why can't I be that girl that comes in here and finds someone that really likes me and wants to treat me well? Like, why do I have to be the girl that comes in here and gets tricked into a relationship? Why can't I be the other girl?
Yeah, I'm probably
that came first though.
The fights with Jordan were hilarious. That shit was some good TV, man. Especially at the end when he tried to break it up and you're like, wait, what?
You're ending it up. Did you think we were together then?
No.
Then why is it over then?
Closing the book.
Maybe, so you think the book was open?
It's done. It's wrapped. What are you trying to do?
Yeah, because he was like, I'm closing the book. I was like, the book was closed. For the moment you went up to that girl.
Like, that shit is hilarious. Like, and then at the end when you guys were standing there leaving the island, I think when you guys announced, you know when you've left the villa and you're walking out of your suitcase and you're talking, that shit is just funny. Like, it's funny. When you look back at it, you're thinking, this was a great season.
Yeah, definitely have regrets because you've hurt someone's feelings.
I apologise for the way that I've gone about things, but I don't regret in acting upon my feelings and
you should regret
everything that I felt in the villa.
Yeah, Love Island was good then.
Like, it was good.
Jordan's actually a nice guy as well. It's actually funny. Like,
are you guys on good terms?
Yeah, do you know
that's
what?
Amazing.
Like, really good.
That's
like,
amazing.
I'm really good terms with him. I say hi and bye whenever I see him. Like, how are you? But like,
yeah, keep it chill, cordial.
Yeah, I felt. Do you know what? You're in that place for so long as well, and like, maybe he was a bit influenced because he did disappear for a few hours before he did that. So
so interesting.
I just felt like there's no point holding on to anger. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's just no point.
He's actually a really friendly guy.
Yeah.
So
I remember I spoke to him. I squashed my thing with him. It was like Joe's birthday. When was it? Ages ago. And he was just so like, I don't know.
He is nice. He
seems quite innocent.
He is, to be fair. And Michael. Like, I'm cool with Michael as well.
Yeah, it's all water under the bridge now.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods
for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and 5 types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Who cares?
Yeah.
We're all grown adults. Exactly. We're just in the moment.
But certain people now.
So I'm
people
the water's
why with Curtis? Of course Curtis was a weirdo for what he did. But like, was there anything else?
Look, I don't hate Curtis. I just don't like
there's no hatred.
I don't like him as a person. Like, right. I just don't like the way he moves. Like, you know what I mean? I just feel like he does things just to make himself look good.
Right.
And certain things he doesn't think about other people like he makes out like he does, you know.
He's not caring.
Like, he doesn't have a big heart, you know.
Fake.
I lived with him for like however many weeks, right, like 7 weeks. And like he reminded me so much of my ex, and my ex was like a proper narcissist, and so many things that he did reminded me of him throughout. Mm. And it was like, oh my gosh, I don't know.
So as a Middle Eastern girl going into that show, did you have any premonitions that, wait, this might not go right for me, somebody might not like me because I look like XYZ to an extent? Or, you know, do you think that these weren't huge issues?
To be honest, when I went in there, like, at first, I wasn't thinking about anything. I just wanted to just try and enjoy it and be myself. Towards the end, I realized the only reason I was still in that villa was because of the people in there. They kept me in every week and the public weren't keeping me in. And then that started to play on my head. And then I started to think, like, why is it that the people outside can't see what the people inside can see? Because the people inside can see.
And how do you deal with that? That's a lot, man. Mentally, like, that's
then I realized something's wrong. Like, I'm either being edited really badly, because why can't the outside, like, literally every week everybody in there had my back and they kept me in. So what's
nobody on? Likes, like, first of all, you're Iranian, like, you're from, like, even though you're not Muslim, you come from a Muslim country, like, and you've got all this whole fake Kardashian look going on, like the fillers, the bum, the boobs, like, people just hate on it.
Yeah, all this association. But post coming out the show, the biggest Love Island ever.
Yeah.
And you're going to these events and stuff, like, did you feel like it's difficult to talk to people who've talked behind your back? Other islanders I've spoken to, they're like, they always tell me, oh, this person's talk smack about me XYZ, but then I'm seeing at the vents and they're trying to be besties. How do I deal with
trying
that?
To be diplomatic,
yeah, or like, or whatever, yeah, in any,
like,
way
trying, like, to be civil.
Okay, yes. I'm not like that though. Like, in, if I'm not gonna like someone, I'm not gonna be all like cool with them face to face. And then when I've seen other islanders do that though,
that's what I'm saying. Okay,
it's actually a madness. They actually bitch about each other, and then when I see them together in events, I've seen it. It's weird.
It's honestly weird. Like, bizarre.
But you have to say hi bye to some people you don't like when you're in this
high bye, but like, you're not like best.
No,
you're not besties. You're not besties. Yeah. Just high and bye.
No, high bye.
High
bye, like,
is just being like mature.
I can hate your guts, but I have to be like, hi, you're right, bye. Like, you have to do that.
No, like, there were times I didn't like you on the show at all, and times that I loved you. But I think in overall that when you look at post seasons of the show, where are people like you?
Yeah.
Nowhere. Whether you like them or not, it doesn't matter if you're a villain or a hero. You're important to the show.
Yeah, I have no regrets.
And there's like literally no one, there's not much, many people doing that. We miss that shit. Confronting Michael, saying that you don't like Curtis, and then, you know, being with Amber and you one day as a little trio, you know.
Well, even when Maura was going to Curtis before she told Amy, I told them, Lucy and Maura, I was like, that's wrong. Like, you shouldn't have done that to Molly and you shouldn't have done that to Amy. I just literally told everyone exactly what I thought. Like,
what, you told Lucy and Maura what, that they did?
Do you remember when Maura went to Curtis before she went to tell Amy?
And then I
sat there on the beanbags and I told Maura, I was like, that's wrong, you should have gone to Amy first. And then I told to Lucy, you did the same thing, you went to Tommy before you went to Molly. Like, you can't do that. Like, that's not nice.
I don't know, I found like, especially back to Lucy, I do think there was one scene where, you know, she was saying, oh, the girls, I'm not a girl's girl. Mm-hmm. And you, Amber, and you, one day, were all trying to comfort her, saying we want you and everything. But then she became besties with Maura. And it's me, it's like, you don't want to be friends with girls that are not white. That's just the way I see it.
Also, I feel like you have to force a friendship with someone. Otherwise, you're going to look like from the public that you're this bad person. So she has to look like she has friends.
I'm not accusing of XYZ, but I do feel like when you say, oh, you know, I can't be friends with XYZ, but then you're besties with girls that are just not black or brown, it's questionable. And I've been to institutions and schools where I've been, there are a lot of white racist girls, but it's very passive. That shit ain't in your face. And you question a lot of shit, and you question as a person of color, you think it is because of the way I look.
You can't even prove it.
But you can't even prove it. And there's a microaggression, then you're thinking, no. And then that example you one day just validate it, what everyone thought.
But you know what? Sometimes I think maybe people maybe she just gets along with people from she relates to them more. Do you know what I mean? Growing up, we were always friends with
her and
Maura
are nothing alike.
True, but growing up, we were always
that's what I'm saying. That's what I thought.
Me and you, Wanda and Amber, and the people that I'm friends closest to, we're alike.
Exactly. You're alike. Maybe she just wasn't like she wasn't like Maura.
Maybe I don't know. I have no idea, really.
I don't know. I mean, I love Maura from the show, but when she gave the flowers to Lucy, I think this is very wrong because we're dealing with a very weird situation.
She's funny on there, 100%, really funny, man.
Yeah. On the show, she was hilarious.
Yeah, and she's Maura's also very unfiltered and open.
Yeah, you need people like that.
Yeah, she was very unfiltered. She was kind of what you see is what you get.
You're waking up and you're just dragging Tom every day. Yeah. That shit was hilarious.
She was funny, yeah.
That shit was hilarious. She's moving on from Love Island. Your podcast, Sisters in the City, is very good.
Aww. Thank you.
Because I've heard snippets of it, and you're talking about sex, you're talking about how sex is, or surgeries, or shit like that. And I'm just damn, there's no beat words. You are just letting everybody know. Made you guys want to do this, Sisters in the City?
Because we, firstly, Instagram, we can't show our personalities on Instagram properly, and we're just firstly really shit at Instagram.
You're not shit on Instagram. You're shit on YouTube. You guys don't upload regularly. Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah. And I feel like it pisses me off because I feel there is good content, especially with the pharmacy stuff that Eunice did and what surgeries we have and whatever.
Yeah, I know.
And YouTube goes hand in hand with people who are very upfront with themselves.
I know. We're just very lazy. Yeah.
No, I just feel like I'm always busy.
Mandy, we're lazy as fuck. I had to wake her up this morning and be like, Mandy, get up and get ready. We need to go.
I'm a late wake up as well. I wake up early.
We're not hardworking enough, and that's the problem.
Right.
That's firstly the thing. And secondly, I feel like with Instagram and stuff, it's just very visual. Whereas with a podcast, it's just
I just feel like there's too much to do. Jump on TikTok, Instagram, there's YouTube now, there's a fucking podcast.
No, there's a lot
you've got
to
dogs to look after, you have a boyfriend, Mandy, you've got family, you've got friends, you've got social life.
People do it though, Mandy. People that are actually
I'm not joking. Yeah.
That's why I feel like
people that are hard on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, these people, how do you have a life?
Yeah, but for example, people do it, Mandy, and they're successful. Molly, she's on her work, on her job.
She's not going out and getting drunk and coming home at 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday, Saturday nights like we are.
But she deserves it because she's...
Do you know what I mean? That's what I mean. We're going out Friday, we're going out Saturday. Oh, what are we going to do on Sunday? Brunch. Oh, this, that, the other,
we're too busy living our best life.
I don't want to live on a screen.
Anna's in these restaurant clubs just with a shisha.
Yeah, literally.
I don't want to live on a screen, though. I want to live in real life as well. Look, I'd rather have less money, less success, but more happiness in my real life than just have so much money, so much success, but not have a fucking life.
Yeah.
I can't make time for my mom and dad. I can't make time for my friends. I can't make time for my boyfriend. I can't then be a TikTok star, a YouTube star,
because
Instagram
it does take up your life. You have to really love it.
It does, yeah.
Otherwise, you just won't do it.
I love it to an extent. I love my own life as well.
Mm.
I like going.
We're very sociable people, so
I like doing shots. Tequila shots.
Right.
And
you guys are in music videos as well.
We do everything. Iranian music. Yeah. It was an Iranian music video, so we wanted to support the Iranian.
Nice. And you had the shishas there and everything. I actually tried to get one here, but you couldn't do it.
Oh my God, imagine. It would be amazing.
What's your flavor? What flavors do you just make?
Grape and mint, really.
Yes! Grape and mint! Are you dumb? Are you stupid?
We literally do want to come over. We smoke shisha all the time.
I do it every other day. We have four.
Oh wow.
I've got three.
Yeah.
Let's get another one now.
Which ones do you have? Do you have the ones with the glass or the old Kalima Moore ones?
I've got two tobaccos and one, I forgot what it's called, that one.
And you guys make it at home homemade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, homemade shisha's the best.
Yeah. Well, Mandy, when she makes it, she's so
good. There's always one that's good, one that's shit.
Me too, I'm terrible.
Yeah, I'm amazing.
There's no point in her making it.
But what you were saying about podcasts, Mandy, why is it that we like podcasts? Because what is it about podcasts? Because it's basically what it is that it's like you're in your living room or your bedroom just having a normal conversation that me and Mandy would
have.
And
it comes off like that.
Yeah, so very it's natural. Like literally what we would talk about anyway. And it's like, we're not thinking before we're speaking. Mm. And it's just very like raw.
Yeah, exactly. Basically do it all day, every day anyway, me and Anna.
It's so, so
and
raw.
And I just thought people can see more of my actual personality and they get to know me more if they listen to that. Then they'll know what everyone in the villa knew and like what I'm actually like as a person.
And you have the personalities to where people like you or dislike you. And you need that. You need people to just like...
Mate, I feel like half our listeners are coming from our haters.
Mandy,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need that.
Mandy
honestly,
loves
you.
It that when people hate us. I find it so strange. When I first came out of the villa and I was getting trodden, I was really upset at first. And I'd be like, Mandy, this person said this. This person said that. She was like, yeah.
Look, some of my favourite...
You'd rather take it that way than cry.
Some of my favourite celebrities are like controversial, kind of hated, half love. Like Eminem, 50 Cent. Like, I just love people like that. Mm-hmm. I love people that have
Mandy,
just
Eminem's
got
really loved, man.
Eminem.
Who doesn't love Eminem?
No, it comes with a package.
I mean, he's so controversial. He said a lot of bad things. Like, have you not seen his? Okay, he said a lot of things in his songs that a lot
Kanye
of
West
hate
is
him.
An example. Like,
Kanye
from what he's been in the last 2 months.
I like controversial people. 50 Cent, like, you know, he's such an asshole. Like,
but I agree
hates
with
him.
Do you like Pete or like Kanye? Like, that whole situation is too weird.
Kanye West is literally like my ex-boyfriend. I understand what Kim's going through. Yeah,
I totally understand what Kim's going through, but I don't like Pete. His recent comments resurfaced.
About being in bed with your wife?
No. He was making jokes about babies.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah, and like how a baby was teething him and he thought it was attractive, but he was joking about it.
Fuck.
I'm thinking, I don't want you about. I don't want you near my children.
What the fuck?
Period.
I didn't know about this.
Period. I didn't know about it until 2 weeks ago. It was like, apparently he's a comedian,
disgusting.
So it's okay.
No, that's not okay. Do not joke about babies.
Are you dumb?
No.
Like your secret fan, mate.
It's just misogyny because a lot of men are slags as well, but you'll never hear that word.
Exactly. Oh God, tell me about it.
Like,
especially in the Middle Eastern community.
Yeah, it's all over the Middle Eastern community. Yeah. Everywhere. There's no accountability.
None.
Yeah.
And that's why me and Manny wanted to be like, to represent Middle Eastern women that are just more open about sex as well. That's what on our podcast we want to talk about sex openly because Middle Eastern women is like, you have to be a virgin until you get married, blah blah blah. It's like, no. And like, they're scared of being sexual.
They're always trying to appear like innocent and we're just, you know, like, pure. Like, why? Just be yourself. Like,
be yourself.
Would you guys go back to Iran? Have you been?
We've been now. But we can't now after Love Island. We'll get killed probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably,
that's
yeah.
crazy, isn't it?
We've been. The last time I went was probably like 4 or 5 years. No. 5 years ago. 6 years.
Are you mad? It was like 7 years ago. I know.
2016. 6 years ago. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But now we can't go.
Really? Yeah. So what would happen? They would just be like, we know who you are.
I mean, it's a risk. Have you not heard about that lady that just recently... Nazanin. Yeah, like she was just on a holiday and then accused her of spying.
She's been...
Basically, if you're kind of like a public figure or you're like a dual nationalist, then they probably hold you as sort of like ransom.
But right.
But the problem is as well that like a lot of the stuff I've done on TV and stuff goes against their...
But Iran was regime. Never like that, was it?
No, Iranians are the most chilled out in the Middle East. We're like so cool. Yeah. Like,
well, because it only became like the Islamic Republic of Iran 40 years ago. Before that, it was like, I mean, there was very clubs.
There was
clubs,
little, like
dress
my,
however.
My mum would wear little skirts. Like, and
that's crazy to go through that.
It's dictatorship. It's been,
especially as your parents to just change.
Yeah, so my dad can't go back there. Who definitely, like, he had to escape like his execution. Which
that's
is crazy.
What?
Yeah. Listen to our podcast. We talk about it, you know. Yeah. We actually talk about
the
struggles.
About being arrested.
We lived in Pakistan, actually. In India, he had to run away, literally. Yeah. He didn't see his son. My half brother was in prison.
But to go through that is mad. And the trauma that you still have now from that is
insane. I feel
insane.
Sorry for him.
It's
I really
like
feel
the,
sorry
even emotional PTSD, how your body language reacts to just like memories.
My brother was in prison for the first 10 years of his life.
That's insane.
He was a kid in prison in Iran.
You don't hear stuff like this.
Yeah.
I know. It's mad. They had hard lives, didn't they? And we're just like...
And then we complain about the bullshit stuff.
About bullshit stuff in comparison to what they were going through.
Exactly.
Immigration and moving country for your children.
We're more grateful all the time
insane.
And remind ourselves.
Are you single or are you dating?
Currently, since last week, I'm single. I'm literally...
I'm screaming.
Going for a breakup.
I'm going for a breakup at the moment. You're lucky you managed to get me out of bed this morning. I'm literally
screaming.
Miserable.
Why did... Well, you don't have to tell me anything about it, but like...
Why did I break up? It was just a very toxic relationship.
Fair enough.
Like, we kept arguing and stuff. I don't think he was fully... I don't know. He wasn't giving me what I wanted. What would you say, Mandy?
I just feel he's
her boyfriend's best friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of
I wish she never went there, which I told her not to go there because now it's just made everything awkward for me.
Yeah,
that must have been awkward because you guys are always together as well.
The second time she's done this. Yeah. And I begged her, like, please don't get involved with his friends. Please don't get involved
with him. Help me fall in love with
you. No, you can't.
You can't. It is what it is. Do you know what I mean?
In the right place, right time.
They had a connection.
You bring your boyfriend and he's got a sexy best mate, I'm going there. Do you know what I mean?
Like, if I ever have a future boyfriend, I'm like just gonna keep him hidden from everyone.
Do you feel like you ever have to not compete, but like, do you think guys want you both or like you both?
Never. It's never happened. Ever.
Really?
Never. I feel like we're very different.
Well, our personalities and our looks, I think, are very different.
Once you get to know us more, you'll see.
Yeah, but you think personalities are different?
Yeah, and we have different types. Like, never.
It's weird, isn't it?
Never. I feel like you either like me or like Anna. It's like, what's your type kind of thing? Or you could probably think we're both fit, but like right. more drawn to, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but when I was...
I don't look fit right now and it's being filmed, so it's quite embarrassing. But no, that has never happened. Like, we have very different types as well.
Yeah. I like love Middle Eastern looking men. Right. Like that looks a bit like you, Moran.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Or like Asian. Like, I love a beard. I love a beard. I like dark hair, beard. Right. That's like my type. She likes white guys.
I don't like white guys.
You like that's your type.
I like that weird, like, you know, Eastern European looking like kind of thing, you know?
What the weird Eastern European kind of thing?
Like, you know, he looks like, I don't know.
Are you single as
well? She likes Albanian guys, like, you know, that kind of look.
No, I don't like Albanian guys. I like that look.
Yeah, we're talking about. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That look. Not Albanian guys. I like that look. Could be like
Eastern
anyone.
European.
Like, my guy's like, he's not, he's Greek, but he's like my type to the T. Yeah. Like, to the T.
That's awkward for you.
That she's dating.
Yeah,
I told her don't get with his friend. I told her
last night he was at his house and stuff. It's just, it's weird. But
you guys are not on good. Of course, you just broke up. So you're not on good terms.
I blocked him.
But she got herself into the situation.
I blocked him.
Right, so you guys got to get yourself out.
I blocked him.
She got herself in the situation. She knew that this guy and her were not going to work because he was toxic from the beginning. She knew it was going to be awkward because my guy was friends with him.
For some girls, he might be enough, but for me, he just wasn't enough. Like, I'm very, like, I have, like, I don't settle for just mediocre. Like, you need to make me feel happy and stuff.
I just feel like it's okay if, like, the guy's not doing enough, but at least try, at least want to try. You should at least care to try and make your woman happy and please her. If you're not even trying or bothering, then that's the problem.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The fact that I like broke up with him on Wednesday last week, blocked him, and he's not even called me once.
Or
texted me. He could still text. It's nothing. WhatsApp block, nothing. Text block, yeah. The fact that he didn't text.
And she threw him some like massive surprise birthday party like two days before.
Imagine I spent
that's ridiculous.
I spent over £1,000. I like did like this huge thing in his restaurant, balloons, cake, catering.
Three days before this all ended.
And like, imagine.
You should go to him and say, 3 days.
Men act like bitches these days. I swear to God, it's like they want to be chased.
Well, even now, it's been like that.
He wants me.
And, like, they act like literally act like bitches. Like, they
want to be chased. I know he probably wants me to like chase him, but I ain't doing that. No, yeah. I'm done doing that. Like, seriously, I deserve better.
He spent £1,000 on his birthday, and after 3 days, he has not reached out to you.
Can you believe that?
Like, oh, okay, she ended it, but the way she ended, it was so obvious. She didn't want it to end. It was like, please, can you just change,
do this?
At least say, let's talk about this. Maybe I kind of see your point. Let's work on it.
No, it's like when I express myself, he keeps saying you're arguing. Like, if I just say this is like wrong, I want this, you're like, why are you arguing? You're so jarring. You're this, you're that. And I was like, I'm scared to express myself. So it got to a point where it was like, I'm scared to express myself, this, that, and the other. And then he wasn't bothered enough. Do you know what I mean? He couldn't be bothered.
You doing something like that? Are you dumb? £10,000, you're just not even, are you stupid?
Mariah's pissed off about that money.
I hate violations like that. Like, there's no respect.
No respect. He loved himself so much more. In a way, I rate him. Like, I wish I was like that.
Everyone needs to be even more like that.
I need to be more like that. He loved himself so much. He's selfish. Like, I want to be I want to be a bit more selfish, though.
There's no self-awareness. Really? You end up lonely.
There can't be that much pride in love, man.
100%. Yeah. That's one thing. You're going to end up lonely because I don't know what kind of girl. Only a basic girl will settle for what he's willing to do. Do you know what I mean? Only a basic girl. And like, part of me rates that kind of person. Like, I kind of wish I was a bit more like a selfish.
How long have you seen
him
for?
Love if you don't fight for love. What do you mean? Like, you fought for it.
Yeah, I did. The whole time we were together, I was fighting for it.
How long were you guys together for?
Well, I've known him for almost a year, but when we actually made it like a thing where we're going to be exclusive was only 4 months, but it was very intense.
Okay, so your birthday wasn't in that 4 months either?
No, okay, but cool. I knew him. He made me cry on my birthday.
Ah?
Yeah. He made me cry on my birthday. I think the whole...
Well, this is a blessing.
It was like 10 months since I've known him. And like, in that 10 months, I was literally never... I've never been so emotionally drained as I have the last 10 months of my life.
Yes, 10 months. Stop exaggerating.
Since I met him.
Since you met him, yeah? You've been emotionally drained by him since you met him.
Well, it's been worse the last 4 months.
You haven't, man.
I have.
I met my guy exactly... 10 months ago.
Okay, fine.
Exactly 10
months
ago.
I've never been
so
emotionally
drained. You were fucking dicking around, mate, the first few months.
I've never.
You were in a relationship with your ex the first, like 2 months of me.
No, not 2 months, Mandy.
Month and a half, whatever it was.
Okay, all right, please. Fine. Okay, I've never emotionally drained as I have the last
5, 6 months.
It feels like 10 years. It feels like 10 years, like literally, but it's probably it's been. I've never been as emotionally drained as I have the last 5 months.
Well done.
Yeah.
But it was intensely drained. It was like having the life sucked out of her.
Yeah, it feels like
I think she aged. She looked way younger 5 months ago.
Yeah, man, he was like, you're giving yourself wrinkles, you're this.
Ain't no guy giving me wrinkles, man.
But you guys are Iranian, so it's fine. I feel like we're fine.
Very passionate.
No, but like
you're saying, like we're not gonna age.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know, man. If you get in a relationship like Anna, she looked way better 5 months ago.
I'm screaming.
Yeah, my under eyes and stuff are wrinkling now.
From this man.
From this man. From this.
From this man.
Exactly right. What's happened to me? I've turned into a basic bitch.
Well, like
you also said that in an article that you know you passed away from a surgery.
Well, I think they kind of like.
Did they?
You see how I exaggerated and said 10 months instead of 5? Like, I'm very like, I exaggerate. So I didn't nearly die. I thought I was going to because we did think.
No. We thought we were going to die, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, we thought we were going to die.
Really?
No.
So you did this in Turkey?
Okay, yeah. No. Okay, well. Yeah, maybe we did actually think we were going to die, to be fair. Like,
what do you mean that?
Yeah, at that point.
Yeah, I thought I was going to die.
Where we were bleeding all over the hotel room in Turkey.
Fainting around.
Fainting. Like, it was crazy. There was blood everywhere, all over the sheets, in the shower. Imagine. It was terrible.
Funny, man.
It was scary. It was scary.
It's actually not funny. Because some people actually die.
It's not. But that's why we opened up about it as well on our podcast. Because we just wanted to, like, tell people and, like, guide them. Don't always go for the cheaper option.
Listen, you're very open with surgery.
Yeah.
Now we are because of our podcast. I feel like we had to be our kind of like choice and our place to open up about it.
I didn't want to open up to it like the Sun paper.
Yeah, fuck that.
There. I wanted to do it in my own time and place.
I think that's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, when I read that, I was like, what the hell? Like, the BBLs or I don't know, what was it? A BBL?
So guys, if you want to know the long list of surgeries you've had, please list up.
No, yeah. Sisters in the City, it will all be linked below. Don't worry, guys. Would you guys have more surgery?
No.
Fucking hell yeah.
No.
I'm joking. I don't know, actually.
I would, after I had kids, maybe get another lift.
Yeah, I've had lift. Like 3 boot. Oh,
if I have
I let
kids.
It all out here. But you know what? Yeah, my nose is starting to look big these days, man.
Shut up, man.
I swear to God, side profile.
No, it's not. You got the perfect nose, you idiot.
You guys are fine.
God, no.
You guys are good.
Or maybe like vagina tightening, maybe in the future after you have kids. Right. I don't know how.
What the fuck? I mean, I've never even thought that. Look, you know, surgery is a big part of like Iranian culture, you know. It's a center of plastic surgery in the world. Everybody flies to Iran for plastic surgery. The best plastic surgeries in the world, like Beverly Hills, LA, like
are Iranian.
It's true.
Yeah?
I wonder why it's like that though.
Because it's our thing. Like, it's just our thing.
Yeah.
It's a bad thing. Like girls and guys in Iran, they get more girls and guys when they've got like surgery plasters on their face. Like
it's actually weird. Like some of the girls in Iran look really weird now.
Yeah, I've seen some like pictures.
Since coming out of the villa though, I've gone more towards like natural looking
compared to before.
When I was in Love Island, I had so many fillers. Like I was dyeing my hair dark black.
What's your natural color? Black.
No, my natural color is very light. Mouse.
It's like the top part.
It's the top part
of my hair. So I was like,
oh wow.
Yeah, I'm really light. Honestly, it's almost blonde.
That's my natural. That's your natural.
And that's she's like really brown as well, and I'm really pale. So it's like we got different colors. And she got brown eyes. I got green. But
do your natural color eyes?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I didn't even realize.
You didn't know?
I thought it was eye contacts.
No.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I just didn't
you
even realize.
Think I'd let Anna wear eye contacts. So embarrassing.
So yeah, like
a lot of people do that though.
I'm trying to do more.
That's weird.
Man, I used to do it though. I don't know why you have a thing against it.
I don't have a thing against
it's
it.
Just a lot.
She just thinks that you should embrace your brown eyes. And I think brown eyes are the most beautiful coloured eyes.
Brown eyes are
I love brown
No. Look, I'm not against contact lenses. I used to wear it when I was a kid and shit, yeah? Like, I don't judge little kids when they wear it, yeah? But like, I think if I was dressing up one night and I wanted to do something different, like wearing a wig, wearing contact lenses or doing some crazy makeup or outfit, that's different. Like even if I did it in a couple of weeks, I went out on a night out and I wore it, it's different to people that are wearing it like it's their own eyes.
Like why what's the difference between that, Mandy, and like surgery?
I just feel like eyes are
if
windows.
If you're telling you if people to embrace their eye colour, then you embrace your bum.
No. Hold on. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. I just don't, it's my opinion. I don't like it. I don't fuck with it.
Especially if you get older as well.
And there's loads of people that like, they don't think anything's wrong with plastic surgeries, but they just don't fuck with girls that have it. They don't like it.
Fair enough.
And I just think like eyes are a bit different. Eyes are the windows to your soul. If we all had eye patches on right now, we couldn't even have this conversation. We need to be looking into each other's eyes.
Right.
We're not looking at each other's asses. I mean, we're looking at each other's eyes.
You guys are made for a podcast, which is why I'm glad you got your
own. Don't stop talking, you know.
But that's what you need for a podcast. That's what you need. Like when I have islanders here, it's always been fine. Yeah. Like the sound engineer was telling me that, you know, sometimes there's guests and yeah. things are awkward or it's forced is or whatever. It? And I obviously I'm winging it from my head. I'm asking yeah. questions. I don't write anything down.
Yeah, me and Mandy don't ever plan.
I wing it off. Right. I don't really plan like that because I think my confidence coming from, I just don't care.
Us three should never like, we'll end up talking for hours and hours 100%. And hours.
Yeah, we'll end up spending we're all the UK as well.
Probably the whole UK. But I feel like you need to just, especially when I'm doing this to islanders, obviously some of them I don't see before. I'm seeing you now for the first time.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like I'm seeing you for the first time. And it's like, now we're just here.
Yeah.
So it's just weird.
Yeah.
But like, I just, it's easy. Yeah. People have said I'm easy to just gel with because I don't care. If you don't like me, it is what it is.
You're a natural, Brad.
It's just got to be, it is what it is.
Yeah. But
I want to see you guys back on YouTube though.
Yeah, I know.
I've been telling Amber, I was with her in Dubai last month. And I was like, just do it like once. She's on it now. Well,
She's doing it once a week now.
And you know, she needs to know
what content are we going to do on YouTube? Because I'm scared of giving away valuable content that could be on a podcast.
That's the issue. You have the split of podcast and you have the split of.
Why I just love podcasting. Do it both. Now.
I would say film
my thing, man.
I feel like podcasting is my thing as well because it's like you're not worried about the way you look.
True. And for girls, it's easier because you don't want to put all that makeup. That takes time.
It's just like you just feel so much more like natural.
Yeah, I just love it. I could just talk like forever.
On that note, guys, thank you so much. This was short and sweet and cute, and I like that. Thank you so much for coming. And Mandy.
Thank you for having us.
No, 100%. I'm honored to be in your presence. I feel like both of you guys are just yourselves.
Yeah.
And I think you need that in this world, in this career. You take the good and the bad, and you deal with it properly. Although we don't have much time, but you mentioned the racist stuff as well, as Middle Easterners, even post Love Island, and people are throwing these words at you. And I feel like you dealt with that quite well as well. And I think that you were a Love Island legend.
Thank you. There's
four or five of you. Yeah. And like, even though I didn't like your points or I liked your points, you are one of those because if you weren't there half the scenes, we wouldn't have gotten.
Thank you.
And that's just a fact. Like,
you ain't going to forget me.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We don't forget you. We don't forget Ambers. We don't forget Moras. We don't forget you guys. Yeah. We forget like, who was the first one that went from your season? Callum. Yeah, so we forget people like that.
Oh, he's sweet though.
Do you know what I mean?
I can't engage with that, man.
No. Like, but we need people who are just. We don't want to see boring shit. Like, we don't. I'm sorry.
It's true.
Like, maybe he didn't have enough time. Cool, but like, and anyways, let me wrap this up. 3 minutes left. Legends, thank you, Anna. Thank you, Mandy. Ride or Die sisters. I feel like this sibling relationship is amazing, and you know, hopefully more success comes for you guys, inshallah.
Thank you so much.
God willing,
and you as well. And you.
We'll see you guys soon.
Bye, guys.
You guys waving like this.